advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from the sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Space boats and hoes. Space boats and hoes.
Did you see your, you have a quote today?
Yeah, it was there.
I like the graphic.
Stupid. I would say something like that.
Lots of people said, there's probably a galleon people that would say that.
A galleon of people.
All over the universe. Saying.
You need to be stopped.
Can there be skeletons? Can there be skeletons on your galleon, your space galleon?
Space galleon.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, guys?
There's space for a galleon things down here. You could have a bunch of them.
Where's the video?
So many.
Oh, there we go.
Do.
There we go.
My Vanna White.
We're live right now.
I would hope so.
It's laggy though. Hi.
Being dead. It always lags. There's a delay. There's always that delay.
It's like 10. We need a buzzer. Like when we cuss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could do it.
That'd be hard, though. You have to time it.
Rock hard.
Somebody have to be listening on the other side.
Mm-hmm. You need a producer.
I have no idea. I don't know what's happening.
This is a bonus episode. If you're new to if this is your first time listening to the Sofa King podcast, this is not a regular episode. This is a bonus episode where we live stream. And instead of researching.
Who's going to bonus, though? If it's a bonus episode, someone gonna bonus?
I will.
That's us, though. How are you gonna bone you?
I don't know.
You
could
bone me, but you can't bone us.
Well, I guess we'll just do like a circle jerk thing.
Like the recycle. We've gone over this. It's the recycle symbol. I've imagined it. Yeah, that's how we do it. Yeah. We all have to lay down in open space.
Yeah, we join forces and become Captain Fappit.
Really?
Captain Fappit, he's your hero.
Speaking of
masturbation,
there was the masturbator downtown.
Zero. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I told you guys. I don't know if I told a story on the podcast.
I don't think
you
told it on the show.
But
yeah,
we have a crazy homeless person problem, which we talk about all the time. And there was a woman masturbating on the fucking 110 degree sidewalk wearing nothing but a sheet.
Oh, yeah.
And just rubbing one out. And a local shop owner went and had to try to stop it. I was telling my mom that this happened, and she also works at a shop downtown. There's an antique shop over here, and there was a dude on the mezzanine jerking off. So they called the police, and as per usual, it took an hour and 45 minutes for the fucking cops to show up, and the dude never stopped jerking it. He jerked it.
What the
until
holy
the cops,
hell?
Yeah. That's stamina.
I'm tired.
It's impressive. They just had to have like a male employee like stand up there and be like, yeah, you can't go up here right now, ma'am. Sorry. Please, we have a problem up here. And like hold people away until the police showed up.
No.
An hour and 45 minutes.
You taser that motherfucker.
The fapper. They didn't have one. Fap on, fap off. The fapper. Yeah. The fapper strikes again downtown.
Maybe it's like a disembodied spirit. Maybe it's like the
he just
spirit,
jumps in a body and gets one off.
The demon of fapping, and it has an easier time jumping into homeless people than it does regular.
If you die and go to heaven and you don't get the access to earthly things, fapping would be one you would definitely miss. You would jump into like your favorite food place and nab somebody's fucking jumbo jack, and then you would fap off. But I think you would jump into someone's like shower instead. But maybe deep, dark, like your passion was to fap in public. And now you can finally get away with it as the fapping ghost.
It might be. You don't
if
want,
that's your thing, yeah.
You don't want restrictions.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have any. You
right.
Do whatever you want.
Just do it in the street.
The fap of Christmas past. And present. And future.
So I had an impossible burger this week.
Yeah, I know you didn't respond, though. You didn't tell me. I asked how it was. Did you have it at Hen's Roost?
I had it at Hen's Roost.
And how was it?
It was really good.
Yeah?
It was really good. It was by far, like by a whole league that I've never thought possible, closer to real meat than anything else I've had. I can't say how close it is because I haven't eaten a hamburger. We'd have
to go have one. Long. Yeah,
but it wasn't like, because I've always seen pictures of them and they're like red and bloody looking. Right. That wasn't this.
Wasn't like that.
The Beyond Burger is like that, but not the Impossible Burger. But the
videos I saw, it might be with how you cook it. It might be a medium rare versus well done. Yeah.
But the texture, like one thing, like when you sear a burger and it's got like that bite skin on the outside.
Yeah, it's the fat, the fatty.
It had that.
Yeah.
Like the heme made it a different beast.
Right.
Like it was very, it really changed the texture.
It actually tasted like fig baby.
Yeah, tasted like fig baby. Yeah.
I thought real baby,
the texture,
close.
The texture more than, I mean, the flavor was really, it didn't have
texture's
the weird
a huge
flavor,
thing.
But texture was mad. Like it was.
I watched. There's like a 6-minute YouTube video about how that's made, and that's that was a big thing. They show like scientists. They're talking about proteins and how things connect, and how
that's what you said.
And so it sounds like they got it down.
Like to me, the texture was indistinguishable.
Was it a bunch of vegans making this Impossible Burger though? That's the problem.
So. Probably.
I don't think so.
You think so?
Me and you need to go try it. That's the thing.
Yeah, we need to try it.
It was good. But I mean, I got the Western one. It had like an onion ring and some cheese and some barbecue sauce and lettuce. Yeah. And
that place is
really
cool,
good.
Dude. They do funny stuff. They have the KFT, the Kentucky Fried Tofu sandwich.
I got their Thai dirty street fries. Horrible.
It looks good though. Oh, you got the Thai fries?
Fucking unbelievable.
Different.
They're so good.
They have Taco Tuesday, Western Wednesday. Nah. They did karaoke
last
Friday.
I'll go have the Impossible Burger, but I'm not eating anything else there.
The fries are probably good.
Fries were really good. Some of the best fries I've had.
Peanut butter.
Town. Yeah.
But
I saw
the Impossible Burger. It was a trip. If
what's
there's
on
one
the
in
Thai
your
fries?
Area,
it's just like a bunch of vegetables and sauces or something.
It's like a peanut sauce and like a sweet chili sauce, and then it's got like riced cauliflower and carrots and cilantro. It's really good.
So August 18th, we're doing a meetup.
Right.
If you haven't heard, it's at the House of Blues in Anaheim from 3 to 5.
If you don't know, now you know,
motherfucker. Can't say that, Dave.
I can.
I know, but I can't.
Right. You had the radio edit.
I did.
Wasn't that edited.
Yeah, motherfucker. That was the radio edit. Yeah. Way less offensive.
I think our favorite clip to date, or my favorite clip of ours to date, is that one that where it beeps like fucking 47 times.
I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
You do?
No.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
I might find
that was a weird, that pause.
I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
You don't, though.
No, I don't know. I don't.
I'm not sure.
I'll look for it while you talk about
it. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so Anaheim, August 18th, 2018. So if this is 2019.
Suck it.
Too late. Unless we're doing it again.
In which case,
then August 18th.
Nice to meet you.
3 to 5 at the House of Blues in Anaheim. We're going to be there. We have the room I like to call it the VIP room, which is I don't know.
It is kind of nice.
Separate,
I mean, it's nice.
Separate room and area.
Yep.
At the House of Blues in Anaheim, hosted by El Yucateco. El Yucateco.
El Yucateco. El Yucateco.
Yeah, those guys. And Sarah and Amy will be there. So if you want to take a picture with the human El Yucatecos, that's them.
Mm-hmm.
And
We'll be hanging out
after that, obviously. If you went to the Chicago meetup, I don't know what you guys did at the last Anaheim one. I wasn't there.
We did the meetup and then we kicked it in the main House of Blues. Okay.
Yeah. So whatever. I mean, we'll figure out something to do. How is Chicago? We hung out. You know, I mean, obviously we were stuck in Chicago, so we did all kinds of fun stuff. But if you can make it, if you're in the vicinity,
the last time there was a really
drives distance.
There was a cool blues band playing, right, and we just went and sat at the bar. Yeah.
And there's prizes. El Yucateco brings stuff to give away.
We
got to
go to
Las Vegas. Give away. Yeah. We try to make sure everyone gets something.
We got to go to Las Vegas. That'll be fun because it'll be a cool place to hang out there.
But
And hopefully we can go back to Chicago this year too. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. I really enjoyed Chicago.
I think we should find someone wants to go to Philly.
Yeah.
I think there's a house
that's close to Chicago though. Yeah. It's 80 miles.
We need to find we need to put up another vote and see if we can find another House of Blues location that's available.
I know they got one in Boston. There's Florida. Yeah. I mean, wherever they have them, there's one. They don't have access to
there's still some
Canada.
People that live too far.
Right.
Yeah.
Canada, everybody be nice to us.
That's true.
Maple syrup.
All
burgers.
Four of them. Yeah. All four of the fans.
Yep. Yep. Not just to people. They would act like they're our fans.
They're, oh, yeah. Don't you know one in podcast syrup?
Yeah. Oh, maple syrup, eh?
I don't think that's Canadian.
Nah,
that's
like, that no. wasn't Canadian.
What is it?
That was Wisconsin.
That was, yeah.
It's close. I mean,
don't you
you're
know?
Getting there. You're yeah, getting there.
Geographically speaking.
Yeah.
Should we do some questions?
Sure, if you want. You said you're tired of the questions. We're gonna come up with some different stuff. We might bring we've had requests for news or bullshit back.
Bring that back.
Get some games.
We could play Candyland.
Are we gonna do the costume contest? Dollar store costume contest.
I fucking think we should do that. That'd be fun.
Are you up for it, Dave?
I'm up.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next week.
Dollar store costume contest.
Okay.
Is there any rules or restrictions?
I don't know.
All of the
$10. $10.
$10.
Okay. And no part of your costume can't be from the dollar store. Like, you can't bring some grandma's cloak from home.
Here's a very important question. Can we modify, or is it just straight out of the package?
No, I think you could buy, like, if you want to take, like, poster board and cut it up and hot glue it and shit, you can do that. All the parts were bought at the Dollar Tree.
All right.
Glue and tape don't count, I think. Right? Is that
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
So fasteners.
Jesus. We got to be careful.
You're asking all these questions. It better be appropriate.
You talk to a man with LEDs and a soldering iron, all kinds of shit could happen over here, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we're just saying, like, glue, tape, staples, like that's like only fasteners.
And then fasteners.
Else.
And then we're going to let the
fasteners can be from wherever. Because if you got duct tape at home,
right.
You know, for other occasions.
Right.
And the rope, listeners vote.
You know, in the trunk.
Yeah.
You can use that too.
Just take it out of your kit.
Make sure you put it back.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you put it back.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's all fair game. Yeah, if you get papers, any part of the actual
only
costume.
Or Dollar Tree, right?
Yeah.
Either one.
Just Dollar
That's
Store,
the
yeah.
two. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Not the $5 or less stores. Not
no,
those.
Are, no,
okay. Not those.
And the cap is, $10 or $10?
Can we do, hold on though, $10 total?
I'd say $10 because items could be pretty subjective. Yeah.
Can we do the dollar area at Target?
I think that's valid.
Oh, wow. That's opening some shit up.
Well, I'm just saying it's the dollar area Target, you know?
You have something in mind.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
again,
they have the dollar area.
Again, I'm just I'm trying to.
Is anything we steal at Walmart a 0 points? Does that not count towards our items? Are we steal
well,
it from
that would
Walmart?
Technically be free.
Yeah, it's free. We didn't spend money.
Well, I'm only asking because, like, the 10 items, like, you might go to the dollar store, but there are some items that aren't a dollar, but you're still getting it at the dollar store.
No.
Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because that's the 9 cent only,
that's whatever.
Which is a total lie.
Yeah. So 10 items, because something might
$10.
So $10.
So if something's $4, you just wasted $4.
Pre-tax.
It better be a good item for $4.
10 pre-tax dollars.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get my rules down.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if you went a dollar, nobody's going to be mad at you. You know what I mean? Unless
you win. Slippery slope there, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you win.
Exactly. Show up.
And the rules get real strict.
$11. Yeah. When you're so the viewers.
He shows up as Iron Man. We're like, wait a minute.
So anybody watching the contest. So when we show up, we're going to be in costume or we're going to get in costume. I don't know. We'll figure that part out.
When the camera starts,
but,
we'll be in costume.
So
I think.
If you're watching, you'll be the judges.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah.
I like this.
And that should be fun. So,
all right.
And if you guys have any,
you have to finish the show in the costume. So,
sure. Yeah.
Try not to impede your speech. Your
yeah.
I make no promises.
Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered something. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So, should be fun.
So, question number one is from Renee Vanetta Flowers. And it's actually three questions that are directed to individuals of us.
Okay. Question one, two, and three then.
Yes. So question one is to Brent. Have you ever had a customer so awful that you decided to not charge them and fix their shit if they promised to never come back, or at least have you wanted to?
Yes.
Yes, but it wasn't like that agreement didn't really probably get said. I was just like, there you go. Let's get this person the fuck out of here. Like, we've done that lots. Like, just fix that shit and please get them out of there. We're pretty good about just saying no. Like, if someone goes, I think the fucking government's spying on me, or my ex-wife's cheating on me and I need, I'm like, nope. And like, it doesn't matter what they were in there for, like a virus. As soon as they bring up like my ex, I'm in the middle of a divorce. I need you to see this. Can you pull these
pictures?
I've seen
it happen. Yeah.
And I just go, I can't work on your computer. And they're like, well, I still want the virus to fix. I'm like,
no,
sorry. It's a legal thing. We can't do it. And I just say that I won't, for legal purposes, I won't touch it.
Right.
For liability, I'm not doing it.
Right.
And they're like, beg. And I'm like, nope, I'm sorry. I was like, I have to refuse service. I apologize. I can't help you. As soon as they get fucking crazy, to the point that like we got a bad review from some crazy tweaker lady because we wouldn't pull some crazy videos off of her phone that she thought like her husband was cheating on her or some shit. And I was like, we just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't be involved in that. I'm sorry. And she fucking gives a bad review. I was like, well, fuck, do what you got to do.
Yeah, fuck off.
It's better than dealing with that. Or the dude showing up like bros before hoes tweaker status and want to fight because I found the videos.
Yeah,
exactly. Somebody mentioned the Apache Impossible Burger.
Ooh. Step up.
Oscar Escobar.
I wonder if they'll sell us some patties so we can get crazy. Do our own little cooking show. Yeah.
Can you guys make a t-shirt? Well, we have multiple t-shirts on sofakingpodcast.com/shop.
Yeah.
You can find t-shirts there.
The question to me, Dave, my one reservation about going vegan is not knowing what is put in the food so it tastes like other foods that I don't want to eat. I can't pronounce a lot of ingredients on vegan labels. How do I know what I'm eating? A, there's two answers. Answer A is you fucking don't.
Yeah.
It's a long list of chemicals, and it's not even usually chemicals. It's just weird extracts from plants that aren't normally in the food chain because they have this one like glyceride or something.
I think a big factor
compound.
Is like the if it was a flow chart, it's are you doing it because you love animals? Or are you doing it for health?
Absolutely.
And then you follow that to the next yes or no.
So if you're looking for like, if you want to eat an impossible burger, it's got shit in it that you don't understand. So either eat it or don't. Like if you want Gardein, like, you know, fake chicken wings, then there's weird shit in it to make it come close to chicken wings. However, you could easily be vegan and avoid all that stuff. Yeah. Like there's a lot of products. There's a lot of veggie burgers that are just veggies. Like all the, like you can cook stuff yourself and avoid all, like I do know some vegans that tend to avoid all of that processed stuff.
You can make all your own shit, fruit, vegetable and grain. Yeah. That's it. And then
you can
done.
Make, I mean, you can make a lot. If you're longing for meat substitutes, you can make seitan very easily and you'll know every single ingredient that's in it. Cause it's very simple to make.
You should make seitan's like evil cousin, like Jesus. Make some other substitute.
It's Jesus.
Jesus. It's a sauce. Jesus sauce on your seitan.
Seitan with some Jesus sauce. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just call it Jesus.
Yeah, there you go.
What about
God dogs? Yeah, we can do God dogs.
Yeah, we'll God dogs, Jesus, and seitan.
So either you're either going to eat the fake stuff and it's going to have a bunch of fake shit in it, or you're going to go completely natural. And then it's not going to have fake shit in it.
But you can't shave your pussy if you go all natural.
Right.
You got to let it go. Yeah. Armpits, legs, pussy, and then all natural vegan, just vegetable, fruit, and grain.
Yeah. And I've never shaved mine.
Yeah. Well.
And Brad. The question is, my husband and I are thinking about buying a bottle of 1942 Don Julio. Mm-hmm. We already like the cheaper Dons. Do you agree with this purchase or have another suggestion in the $100 to $150 range?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So the 1942 Don Julio, that would be your...
And if you got 250, get the Real.
Okay.
I'm impressed that you knew the answer to this. I was like, I don't know. Is
the Real another Don Julio?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, okay.
Yes. That's it's the shitty thing is the Don Julio Real, it comes in like a fucking revolving, like this nice... I mean, we've had some nice cases, you know, like, but it comes in like a fucking nice case and it revolves and the bottle turns inside the fucking thing. And they used to be about $120. Now they're upwards of 250-ish around there. I don't know why they went up so much, but they're just
more expensive. More popular.
They're good. It was good. Yeah. I mean, it's just good. Like once you get up in that range in tequila is very much about 80% of the time because you can find good, cheaper tequilas. Mm-hmm. But when you spend the money on tequila, you are definitely getting a better
tequila. Oh, absolutely. I don't like whiskey's
been weird for me because when I came into this show, we were doing this and we were getting a lot of whiskeys. I was more into tequila. And as I started going, I'm like, oh no, this is only, you know, a $40 or $50 bottle of whiskey. And it's really, really, really good.
Right.
As opposed to if you got a $40 Patron, it's just garbage mixer tequila. Like, and people like it and that's fine. But
it's not good tequila.
No, you've just never actually had really good tequila.
And it's
like
still,
if you Patron or you think something in the middle under $100, I mean, it can be good. And I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying you've never actually had really, really good tequila.
Because I've had really, really good tequila. And
isn't there some good tequila in here? Is it that in there?
I don't think so.
No, I have.
What's in the corner? The left corner, top shelf, first section.
Yeah, that's cheap. That's $40.
Okay.
and that's made by Sueza, and it's really good.
Okay.
Like that stuff right there.
Is that the
Malacro? We were drinking Avion. No, it's the
is that the only tequila we have?
The three generations.
Yeah, that stuff's not bad.
Yeah. And it's $40 roughly. And we were drinking Avion. We were drinking $100, $110, $120 bottles of tequila. And that stuff was better than it.
Yeah.
You know, Cabo Wabo, $80, you know, or whatever. And it was just killing on them. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, 80% of the time, you're going to have to pay good money to get good tequila. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do find the rare gems. You know what I mean? That, oh, this is really good, you know.
So. And that's a good, I mean, that is a good point about whiskey, because you can, I mean, you can find some whiskeys at the $30 price point and be like, fuck, that's actually a really nice whiskey.
Well, Brent, but, like he said, he liked the $8 fucking Walker Texas Ranger whiskey.
Right.
And he thought it was just as good as some $30, $40 bottle whiskey, you know.
And again, with whiskey, if you get a $250 bottle of whiskey, it's going to blow your fucking socks off.
It's kind of this, it's kind of the same thing as like vodka. Vodka, you buy Smirnoff, you buy something off the grocery store shelf, it's garbage. Grey Goose, I mean, is okay. I like Grey Goose. But when you start getting up into real, you know, distilled vodka that's being imported, and it's, you know, you get some potato vodka that's crazy and it's $150, that shit's good.
Right.
That shit don't taste dirty. Yeah. I mean, it is really, really good.
Yep. I never thought about like sipping tequila.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Tequila's really good.
It's nice.
Yeah. And then, like, for me, cognac is just a stronger tequila. I know it's different, but cognac is like a, like, the, it has the tequila flavor and it's just way stronger. It's like when you get into like Louis XIII, which is like $1,200 a bottle.
Right.
That shit's really, really fucking good.
Right.
It's just $1,200 a bottle.
Yeah. So there's your answers.
I might have to switch up. We might have to become a tequila podcast. We have 100 bottles of whiskey. We could probably get
some
tequila.
Can we get in? Yeah, we can.
We could do that.
Yeah.
We'll make a new shelf right there.
We have room. We have room.
Mm-hmm.
There's another targeted question. These questions are targeted.
Okay.
This is from Dante Bridges. It's for Brad. Brad Taylor. He clarifies. Not just Brad. Taylor.
Well, that's good because we know somebody else answering the answer.
Yeah. What underground rapper do you think is the most influential artist right now and in the past? Not that it matters or that you give a shit, but I think Kool G Rap. And hashtag, I'm not going to hashtag fuck Brad, even though he said fuck me and my wife.
Did I say that? Dante, I'm sure. Fuck you and your fucking wife. No, I mean, that's a hard one.
That is a hard one.
That's a hard one. I'm going to say the first one that popped into my head as soon as you started reading that question is Rakim. That's somebody I enjoy. He's still around today.
He's fucking dope.
I've seen him in concert. Fucking, I mean, and he's very influential to a lot of people. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Nas.
Is he underground?
Yeah, Rakim. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's not mainstream.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because he's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I mean, he's still around today. He's still making music today, but he's been around for a really long time. Oh, yeah.
From the jump.
I would say, like, Digital Underground, if you want to go back a little further. You know what I mean? Like, some of those guys, you know, I don't know. It's really hard to say because some of the different stuff influenced different things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, some stuff influenced gangster rap and some stuff influenced hip hop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some stuff influenced.
And Rakim was definitely a
hip hop. Yeah. I always feel like when you're talking about rap music, and I know a lot of people maybe listen to the show and don't care, but when I play music at the end of the show, mostly it's different. You know what I mean?
Everybody's, I'm going to say like 70% of the time, I actually end up liking what it's like, and it introduces me to something I was not familiar with.
And hopefully that's the case. And Brent's very particular about music.
Right.
Very white.
Sometimes there's too many Snickers, please. Like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like,
and
there's 47 Snickers
fine.
In there and I can't even use the audio.
Yeah.
I have to get creative as fuck. I always like find like an instrumental part and I'll fade it into a verse that doesn't have.
And sometimes that's the case, but you know, it is what it is. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm gonna answer that with Rakim. That's an easy answer.
Yeah, so. I would back that up.
That tequila.
It's good. It's really good. It's $40 a bottle. You can find it at Rite Aid. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. It's very good tequila.
That's the other benefit of the fact.
And I mean, I'm not a tequila connoisseur either. Like right. I just
have you had their coffee flavored tequila?
No, I haven't.
I'm surprisingly endorsing it. Yeah, because we
it's
bought
by
a,
them?
It. Was, well, yeah, it was a trade. It was a Trace Generations. It was like a gift
is it,
pack.
Is it Milky? Oh, it's opaque.
And it's Sueza? It was Sueza. Oh, okay. And it was like six different ones, and they were different, like a gold and a silver. And
I saw. Like a you know what? I saw that at either Costco or Sam's mm-hmm. Club.
And it's the coffee
it like,
flavor.
It's like the Bailey's of tequila. Like it's opaque. It's like milky looking.
No,
it's still clear.
It's dark. It's like it looks like a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing milky about it. It's just a coffee flavor, and it was there. And like late in the party, when the tequila was gone. Everybody's been talking shit on this bottle.
Nobody would drink
and
it.
Nobody would fucking drink it. And I was like, fuck, I'll take a taste of it.
Because
it
kind
of
sounds, honestly.
It sounds horrible.
Honestly,
it sounds horrible.
Bad. Yeah.
And I
think
took a
I
drink
made
and
fun
I was
of
like,
it when
God
I saw it.
Damn, this is really fucking good.
A bunch of gangsters. Hey, man, you tried the coffee? Check out that coffee, man. I did three shots of coffee.
It tasted like a great mixed coffee drink just straight out of the bottle. Like,
and you don't really notice the alcohol? Like it's dangerous?
Yeah, it's dangerous. I thought it was dangerous. It was really good.
Yeah.
Next question is from Kara Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. Kara says, what's your, and this one is an exclusive question as well, but it's an exclusive, not an inclusive. It cuts me out of the loop.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah. Specifically by name.
Food. Oh, really?
No. What is your go-to song to bone to? What tune gets those wee-wees up? Dave, this one's obviously not for you.
She knows you.
Yeah.
I don't do the sex music thing.
I don't either.
I'll tell you this. When you have kids and it's like, especially in my old ass house. Yeah. It's like anything like, honestly, it'll be like an Egyptian fucking ancient aliens documentary or some shit on the TV. And the other thing that happens when it's business time is you have to flip the hall fan. So like I have like the air conditioner, but you turn the fan on and it goes and it's white fucking noise. And then,
Yeah,
it's more about concealing what's going on than it is about trying to get in the mood. Yeah. I'm not trying to like, oh shit, I got a boner every time this song comes.
You know, like that was always a movie thing to me where people like had music on and like getting down to it. Like, I don't know. I just never.
Other than LL Cool J, I Need Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
that
a good
one.
Kick.
Yeah.
That's a good pick.
Everybody gets a boner when that comes on. Yeah. Yeah. Candyman Knocking Boots, you know, if you're going for round two.
No.
But no?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You don't know how I roll.
It's got to be some Marvin Gaye or some Prince.
Yeah, it's kind of like cliche, though.
Somebody, that's Diana's getting that's us confused. Brentsican? Brent? She's calling you Mexican?
It's because I just did a voice. Because I said, to coffee. Hey, man, I get the coffee.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're letting YouTube videos play the other day. Like, it was just like America's Got Talent videos. Yeah. And for some reason, Cheech and Chong came on. And there's that scene where they're smoking the giant-ass fucking joint.
Yeah.
And my son was sitting there. I had cast Facebook. Facebook disappeared. It wasn't open on my phone anymore. I couldn't stop casting. He's all, hey, man, I could probably smoke this whole fucking thing, man. It won't even be a problem. He's like, what's in this shit? And he's smoking. He's like, hey, man, it's Labrador, man. It's mostly Maui Wowie, but it's like 10% Labrador. He's like, Labrador? What the fuck is that, man? He's all,
shit.
You've got a mean Cheech and Chong,
man. He's all, oh, man, the dog got my stash, man. I had to follow him around for 3 days with a little baggie picking it up, man. So he's like, what do you mean, Labrador? He's like, it's dog shit, man. He's like, we're fucking smoking dog shit. It was my son was cracking up and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I have a fond memory of me and my friend in his living room playing Cheech and Chong records and just laughing. Like,
oh yeah,
laughing for hours.
Like, me and my buddy Jason Roscom, All Things Star Wars podcast, we fucking filmed like a whole thing like to the Cheech and Chong. We like acted out scenes from that fucking record, played that record a bunch of it. It's embarrassing if it exists somewhere.
That's funny.
That's why I have a good Cheech and Chong.
You've got a good Cheech and Chong. Some people have a good Cheech or a good Chong. Very few people have a good Cheech and Chong.
Huh? Yep.
That's something.
Cheech Chong.
Cheech Chong.
Bradley Cahill asks again. We're sticking with the theme of inclusive, exclusive questions.
How are you picking these out? Like just
the comments. I'm trying to ignore the comments. Jenna Corbett lost her virginity to November Rain. So, and then someone said, who is it? Steve Salbo said, I'm going to piss in you. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't either.
They're having their own shit over here. It's got nothing to do with our show. Yeah.
That's the way it should be. That's why I like the group.
Yeah.
We plant a seed and they let it grow. Bradley Cahill asks, Brent, where does the name SWAT PC come from?
So myself and a friend, Adam Pedrosa, worked at Geek Squad, and we decided, hey, we could do this. We could do it better. We could do it for less. It'll be more personable. We can do a better job. And we decided we're going to start SWAT PC, and we literally sat at Dagny's Coffee Shop, and we were like, piece of paper and a pen, like, PC police, you know, like,
nope.
PC cops. Like, scratch. That shit's stupid. We're not doing that. And we're like, what is something that's, like, bold, it's edgy, And then I remember one of, I don't remember who said it, but we said, what about SWAT? Like, cause we were like cops, the geek squad, and they drew the little, they had the little white and black cars. So it was kind of police. So we're trying to think militant. And then finally we said SWAT. And I was just like, that shit, it just stuck. That was it.
As soon, and backwards from there.
Yeah. It's always, that's always the case with every business I've ever done. Like when I had the taco shop, I was like, I am tacos. And I was like, I am job. I was thinking about Ms. Doubtfire or whatever, when she's like, I am job or whatever. Like there's some weird scene, but then I said, I am tacos. And I was like, that's fucking weird, but it's perfect. And that's the fucking name.
Yeah.
Right. And then I started a monthly service for my, that have like a maintenance service that clients pay monthly, and it's called Bliss. And it just seemed like you don't have to worry about shit. It's Bliss. Like, yeah, it's like computers can be frustrating. This is Bliss.
Did you say what SWAT means?
So yeah, I'm getting to it. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I'm coming back around. So it didn't mean anything at that point.
And you have the computer breaking service called Taint.
I do. Yeah. Like Taint. That was
the,
yeah,
the name,
yeah,
just
powered by Gooch.
Yeah.
So it taint no problem. That's our motto. Yeah. Yeah. You got problems? Taint no problem.
Yeah.
We can Gooch it.
Yeah.
So after the fact, customers kept asking us what SWAT stood for. And then we came up with the acronym Specialist with Advanced Technology. I was like, we don't ever advertise that. There's no fucking periods between the letters. But if someone asks, we're like, sort of, I guess we made it up after the fact. Right. But it was just one of those things that we said it and then it stuck. And in the beginning, honestly, we wore like black Dickie shirts. It said SWAT in stencil font. Brad made our first logo. Brad made our first website and shit. And then someone was like, some dude came in, he's like, damn dude, you guys got the Public Enemy logo. And then I asked Brad, and Brad was like, I swear to God, I didn't do that on purpose. Yeah. But then we looked up Public Enemy, and it was like Brad's like subliminal conscious was super.
Yeah, because he asked me, like, did you use the Public Enemy? And I was like,
but if you look it up,
no, like, I wouldn't even look up. Oh,
Public
we did, yeah.
Enemy in stencil font, which is the SWAT font, to be fair. Yeah. And then they had a fucking target, and it says like something. It's like it
something
is
it, yeah,
it's everything close. Just kind of rearranged.
It's got one of the S1Ws,
yeah, which kind of made it even better.
Yeah, it was
like,
cool.
I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, because he's like, did you use Public Enemy? I was like, I know. And then we looked at it, I was like, oh shit, like I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, and it just that's stuck crazy. And we just knew right when we thought of it. Same thing, Sofa King Podcast. That same story happened. Brad came over to the other computer shop and we were like, what could we do? And we were just fucking writing shit down. And I was like, what about like Sofa King Retired, my Dixie, right? We were just thinking stupid shit. And I was like, Sofa King Podcast. But then Brad was like, ooh, he did his ooh thing. And then fucking pulled his phone out and was like, bam, here's fucking Danger,
Hunger Force.
Danger Doom. And
perfect
then it was
intro.
Like, and I was like, God damn, that sounds like an intro. That's that. And then with a little bit of finagling and modifying it, that was it. Dave did the podcast for 2 weeks and didn't know that there was a fuck in there.
Yeah.
I did do that.
Yeah, I did. So. I think I knew before the 2 weeks. I think I knew before we actually recorded the first episode.
And then Facebook.
But we had already like registered the domain name. The website was already built. Oh, like dude,
Brad like did that everything, like on like, lunch.
Everything was on it, but it was several days before I realized. And I think it was actually Adam Pedroza who pointed it out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Right. That's that.
That was my another answer question.
I'll ask this. I wasn't going to ask this one, but it targets someone, so I'm just going to stick with the theme.
Okay.
This is from Steve Baker. Brent.
The communist dictator. Continue.
And this feeds into the question.
Okay.
So I think Brent can remember his nicknames he gave patrons.
Yeah,
I do.
That's it.
Brent,
can't anything else.
Why so gay? Not that it's a bad thing.
I mean, so the thing is, don't knock it till you try it, homie. If it feels good, right?
You ever had your prostate milked?
Yeah, that's the thing. If it feels good, what's wrong with it? I'm not hurting nobody. Still got kids. I'm taking care of them.
Yeah, he's not coming on to you.
Yeah.
You're just jealous.
I might come on you. I'm not coming on to you. Stand back. You see me fapping?
Yeah.
Move.
What was the damn tramp stamp?
Broger.
Broger, right, yeah. In donut font.
Yeah.
In donut font. Yeah. drippy donut
so
font.
So for the sprinkles. Record, his friend, right after you did that, his friend messaged me and said, hey, my buddy's got two tattoos. He's a huge fan. It's
his
birthday.
No. I already told you that.
No, he messaged me. When you asked me that, I looked at my messages and I had the message.
Yeah.
In my messages, though, not in Sova King messages.
Oh, well, it was in there already.
Yeah, and so he messaged
me. So today's his birthday.
So I was going to say, happy birthday. But
Wait, who's Josh Oldman Nettle?
Yeah.
But Josh Oldenettle.
I told him his next tattoo is Brogert on a small of his back in donut font. I haven't heard back yet. But he, this kid might do it. He's fucking, he's got two Sofa King tattoos. He might fucking do that shit.
Yeah. Well, he has to. He asked the question. He wanted it.
He said if you drew the baby puncher, he would do it, right?
The what?
The baby puncher.
Baby puncher. I have that already, actually.
Yeah, no. So then I got a different message. He said if you drew the baby puncher sketch, he would get the tattoo.
But I have drawn it. Hilgenfeld already drew it.
Oh, he drew one?
Yeah.
Oh, if that exists, he might get it.
I didn't show you?
Uh-uh.
I showed you.
You have a bunch of shit in that magic laptop I don't know about. You tell me about astronaut logos and shit. I never seen that.
You did see it.
I didn't.
Yeah, we saw the astronaut logo.
Mm-hmm. You sons of bitches. That doctor and his pills.
That's what I said. Remember the communist dictator, but doesn't remember.
He thinks Dr. Maxis uses pills when he wipes his memory.
Is that why my butt's sore?
Man, he has the stick. He has the memory eraser stick.
He beats me with it, though. Okay. It's not cool like Men in Black. He just actually has to hit me.
Okay, yeah, I'm sticking with focused questions.
Okay.
I'm not reading them in advance. I'm just seeing that they're addressed to a person, and I'm going, this one's to me. It's from Zachary Kirby.
No.
Dave, fuck, marry, kill, Faygo Red Pop, Faygo Grape, Faygo Mist. Mary, Faygo Red Pop.
Yeah. Right. Like,
I'm already married.
Somebody took a video for you. Did you see it? Someone posted a video and it said your life or something, and they had like every fucking Faygo, and then it landed on Red Pop, and it was like, wah, wah,
well, wah, you wah, gotta, wah, wah. And you gotta fuck Faygo Grape because everybody knows black women are crazy in bed.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's a solid point. Yeah.
And kill Faygo Mist.
I don't know that personally, but I heard.
Faygo Mist. No, Brent, thanks.
That's a solid point.
Solid. That's a solid point. I hear black ladies are
black.
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin told me.
Jenna Corbett says, Brad, 300 Win Mag or 30-06?
300 Win Mag. It's easier to get. Here anyway.
Someone had a survival question for you guys. I wasn't really in on it. They want to know why 22 caliber guns didn't play a bigger role in like apocalyptic shows and movies because it's good for hunting.
That's because people hype up the stopping power fucking argument.
I'm pretty sure if you get shot with a 22, you're
if I shoot you in both of your eyes with a 22, fucking.
That's what I was saying.
There's stopping power there. Yeah. Yeah, that's why, 45, 9mm, 40 caliber. No, when I shoot both of your knees and shoot you in the fucking throat,
right?
You're fucking, and then keep shooting you. There's no problem with a 45 or 9mm. They all do the same shit.
Right.
It depends on where you shoot them. But if you're shooting somebody in the arm, there's going to be a problem.
What are your thoughts on that Air Force Survival 22 that's like part of the parachute jump kit?
And
it's
a takedown?
It's like a rifle that collapses to a pistol. Is that any good?
I mean, I'm sure.
You buy that?
Yeah.
The public can buy it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they have the takedowns, the ones that break apart into, like, the barrel comes off, you put them in a backpack.
Yeah.
You know, but anything.
Isn't some weird legality because then a rifle becomes a pistol or something weird, but at 22 caliber, it doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Well, like at that point, you'd have to register. It depends. In California, yes, it's a problem. Right. It's probably not legal in California.
Right.
Unless, it's probably not legal in California. Wherever it is legal, it's not an issue.
Right.
So, because some people are, it's just registered as a gun.
I saw people posting homemade silencers on fucking Facebook.
Yeah, silencers are easy.
I was like,
washers and.
No, I know someone that made one. I watched a guy shoot one, but it's a fucking big deal. Like, you get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. You go to prison.
But this is federal. That's federal, though.
Yeah, it's federal.
And it was just posting it on Facebook. Yeah. It was like the survival skills. And I was like,
no. That's okay. There are some places you can have them.
Oh, okay. Again, there are some states.
Yeah, there are states you can have.
What about the funky oil filter?
The other thing is that guy...
Yeah, dude, you can buy a little fucking threaded piece and you put the oil filter on.
The other thing is that guy could have some sort of license to where he can have them whatever state. I don't know. Every state's different. There's a bunch of different places. But he could have something where he can have them and it's not an issue.
It's scary quiet. Yeah. It was like an Aquafina bottle and some fucking bullshit. Right. Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah. I mean, they show him shooting through a potato, right. A 2-liter bottle, shotgun, there's all kinds of different things. How many pillows will silence a gun?
Yeah. I just use a pillow and a boombox.
Yeah.
That's my silencer.
Yeah.
Brad just fucks your pillow and you want to die.
Yeah.
Final targeted question.
In front of your grandma.
That's right. From Ian Luth, it's three different questions for each of us.
Okay.
Following out the theme. Brent, what are your two most what are your two most favorited pieces of music gear?
Of music gear?
Yeah.
Honestly, the things that I actually play would be, I have a Yamaha Classical. It's that old Nippon Gaki. Brad went and found one because it was so good. So he bought one. And then right now it's my daughter's piano. Honestly, I've kind of commandeered that. So those are the two musical things I actually use as of right now. Fun-wise, man, if anybody out there plays piano and has a garage band, holy shit, you will fall down a rabbit hole with a fucking little controller of any sort.
Yeah.
And turn GarageBand on and download every fucking weird arpeggiator and loop and crazy thing they have. And you will make the weirdest shit and have so much fun. So piano and guitar, obviously, but specifically, I play the piano at home and I have my guitar leaning on the fucking counter at the shop. Except for the high E string has broken like 5 times. I got to take it and figure out what's up. There's a sharp spot somewhere. Yeah. Something's cutting that fucking string. I'm like, I have like 4 empty packs of strings that have all the strings except for that string. Because I just keep changing that string. I'm like, God damn it.
You got to buy that string in bulk. Brad, what do you think of Destiny 2 compared to Destiny 1?
You'd ask me when it first came out, garbage. Now? I don't know. I've been playing it. And I've actually been having fun. I don't know if it's because I stopped playing it for a while. There are some things they need to fix, which they're supposed to fix.
That was garbage at the beginning because there were bugs?
Nah, just the gameplay. They changed everything. Like, they changed the way the weapons work. They changed the armor. They changed everything. And it just, they took out a bunch of stuff that was good and put in a bunch of stuff that was bad instead of the other way around of keeping the good stuff.
I think 50% of people would have been mad about the other way. There's probably a bunch of people that love it. It's hard to meet the expectation of the entire game.
Yeah, but there's like... There was a, like, for instance, and I was telling James, there was an Instagram trailer for the new Destiny 2 that's coming out, the new DLC, and it's still Destiny 2, but they're supposed to fix all these things that people don't want and add in stuff they should have added in. And there was 4,800 comments on it. And
Jesus Christ.
Well, dude, and I started scrolling through, and there was not one good one. It was just...
Well, because always, as always, well, people leave bad reviews less than good reviews. You know what I mean?
Like, so, but the thing is, though, is like I'm not an avid gamer, and when I can notice the difference, there's probably a problem.
What do you think about this? What do you think about the concept? I don't play video games, but what if there was an open source community style game?
There is.
So that, like, so what is it? What's the game?
Like Leagues of Legend.
And people kind of contribute the ideas and they develop it based off of that.
People make their own stuff for the game.
I'm saying on the official though, like, so they say like, no, this they is do. What they we play, want and they make it,
Well, that's what they do with Destiny. That's what all the big YouTubers and gamers, they have all these big people.
So then how did it go wrong? If it was responding to the suggestions of the players.
I have no fucking clue.
I just think you're not going to make anybody happy yet.
No, but I don't think so either. But you can do a good job, like not fucking something up that was. See, the problem was even in Destiny 1, everybody had complaints. There was always some bullshit, you know, oh, we don't have this and that. And it was actually really fun. Well, then the fun, like for me, they took some of the fun stuff out that I like to do.
Right.
And I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, this is kind of boring now. Like,
it's tough, dude. Everyone tries to make something to meet the expectation of like the world. Like right now I'm trying to find a fucking, I did that push-up challenge thing. I just want one app that every day, or a calendar, I put how many push-ups I did and it tells me where I'm at for the month, where I'm at for the week, and where I'm at for the day. Doesn't fucking exist.
Notepad.
They try to put that shit like under your chest and you do a push-up when you hit the phone, it counts it and shit. I'm like, I don't fucking need that. I just want to track it. I literally just have to write it on.
I did 300 push-ups today.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to write it on a dry erase fucking calendar. What's the date today? 7th?
8th.
8th?
8th.
Oof. Yeah, I'm behind. You're all behind. Unless you guys did a shit ton of push-ups, just so you know.
Question for me, from Ian Luth, is Dave, what was your favorite D&D module or game world? My favorite game world by far is Greyhawk. Fucking best original Gygaxian.
Greyhawk?
Yeah.
Gygaxian.
Yes.
Man.
It's
a Gygaxian treasure trove of awesomeness. Hmm. And my favorite module is the Temple of Elemental Evil. But it's the whole Temple of Elemental Evil, starting with the first module, Scourge of the Slave Lords, Queen of the Demon, Web Pits, all that shit culminating in Temple of Elemental Evil, and you didn't even know they all led together, and then your characters go from low level to high level. Fucking dope.
You're talking about Dungeons and Drag Queens, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. I thought so.
Queen of the Demon Web Pits. Yes. Totally different module.
Yeah.
I think
you get a drag queen involved. Yeah.
And your characters are modular.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to talk about that ever again unless you do it in a super duper voice.
Okay.
You'd be like, I'm the spleen. No. That guy, yeah.
I'm proud of my answer, though.
Wow. No, yeah, Gygaxian. The Gygaxian overlord on the web pitch.
Well, it's from Gary Gygax, the inventor of Dungeons and Dragons.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Gygax. Yeah. Is that his real name?
It's his real name.
Gygax?
Gary Gygax.
I see Baker and all the things. What is Gygax? Like, where does that come from?
He changed his... He changed his name.
Think so?
He didn't think about it very good. Yeah, he gags lineage. Guys. Gygag. Yeah.
Done.
The fuck kind of name is that?
Next.
So,
all right, that's it.
That's it. El Yucateco meetup 18th. Yeah. Awesome.
Why are we such sellouts? selling out to hot sauce companies and not sponsored by mattress.com and fucking stamps.com.
We're doing fucking, it right now though, yeah. For free.
No, we're not. Nobody's using that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Why are we such sellouts to
stamps.com every single day? We're I ship all of our stuff to that.
Yeah. But we're not promoting.
We don't get paid by that. No.
Why would we want
awesome hot sauce that tastes delicious and get it for free and also get paid to talk about
it? Yeah. Why would we try and promote anything?
Yeah. And make everybody
like Mountain
happy.
Dew and how good it is and how creamy and delicious.
It's like people, only do things because they get paid for it. And that's just really sad. Nuprin, little yellow, different.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. MountainDew.com/SKP.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to wash my pants tonight with Tide Pods. I got grass stains on my knees and it seems to be
It'll take them right out. It'll take them right out. You know, I fell. I went down the grass on my butt, and I had this huge grass stain. Tide Pods.
Tide Pods. It's right out.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm really horny. I'm glad I have a Fleshlight.
Yeah. Fleshlights are great, and you know what's even better is that they come in all different shapes and sizes
and colors.
Yep. And you know what's new? They have the trainer.
Yeah.
So you can work on your stamina, all while working on. Your hard on.
So you can do an hour 45 bum fap.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about the Fleshlight is it never gets a headache.
Yeah.
That's true. Its jaw never hurts.
It's always ready to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't have locked jaw. Never has a period.
Downside is it does not make sandwiches.
No.
You don't want it anywhere near your sandwich.
And sometimes if you're not in preparation, it's cold.
Yeah.
It's like fucking the Cold cut combo at
Subway.
Subway.
6-inch.
Speaking of Subway,
eat fresh.
Yeah. Eat fresh.
Are we done?
I haven't been there a long time.
I don't know.
I guess.
But if you need golf lessons, if you need golf lessons, you can call my buddy Todd at Golf Pros.
Yeah. Gator Quest Theme Park for all of your Gator needs. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's all.
And Bass Pro Shops. Don't forget.
But for real, hey, try to make it to the meetup and. There does stand. It's the 8th. There is a push-up
challenge. Who's the meetup sponsored by?
3,000 push-ups in August. And so if you're behind right now, you got to do like 150
That's
a day.
That's bullshit.
El Yucateco.
Why did my ear get quiet? That was weird. Social media? No. Do we not do that?
No. Bonus. We don't do that. That's bonus episodes.
All right. That's all we got.
At Sofa King Podcast.
Or where?
Don't be retarded.
We got guns too. You don't have... Rocket launcher. You don't have rocket launcher. Blow your whole house up. Blow your whole car up.
Love, that means it's loaded. Your story coming to an end. You was a pawn. I see your chest move. I book it again. This a rook to a king. Then I stutter my friend. I throw a lit match at your face while you guzzling gin. I'm nothing like them. I see a smirk or a grin. You get a swift uppercut to the nerve in your chin. Your turb in a spin. All of your fans thinking you tough to me. You not alarming like you let the burglars in. You too weak. That's 14 days of slaughtering. If I punch the air, you drop by the force of the wind. I grip a sword tight. A course of the bend with one slice. Slice of the knife and take a portion of skin. Don't try me, I drive with a cool shoddy. You don't wanna play with the king. You Kyrie, boost the Ducati. Run over two bodies, God like. Go surfing during a tsunami. I stay with the weapon of 50 like F and trust the 9 is loaded. I can hit you from 100 yards blindfolded. Then inspect the body through the lens. If it's still moving like Dizzy's level, I shoot again. 30-06 buckshots in the back of the truck. I tell him I'm loaded. I move faster, smart, could improve NASA. My raps get applause, just followed by crude laughter. My shoes dapper, blue, a roof clapper. Talking your top four like the end of a book chapter. The Bushmaster, loaded can spook cast. By the time you leave you ghost, that's power infused plasma. Use a rapper, you should watch and take notes. This is how a killer roll like a good actor. I'm throwing a ninja star, aiming for a major vein. Shotgun, lifting feet off the pavement like David Blaine. I can skydive with no parachute out of a plane. Hit the ground and walk away with just an ankle sprain. Fucking around, I put that Glock to your scalp. I'm Mick Foley, talking slicker, get you socked in the mouth. Treat you like loose change, find you lost in the couch. From something mean coming out the can like Oscar the Grouch. I'm in the upper echelon when my pen is drawn. Dead rappers' bodies, what I'm stepping on. Find you in the club, stomp you out while your record's on. That's a hit, I don't leave my lawn without my weapon on. 30-06 buckshots in the back of the truck. I tell him I'm loaded. I tell him I'm loaded.